Kavitha, I'd say it's having a big influence. But having said that, it's almost surprising it hasn't been larger, because we are talking about a large amount of money. Governor Mike Dunleavy said in a recent news conference that all this money would lead to a surplus over the next year and a half of more than $1.5 billion. And that's with all of his current proposals. So it's very helpful for the governor's position on, for example, the permanent fund dividend, that we have a projected surplus that would occur even with a PFD of more than $2,500. Now, the governor also acknowledges that oil prices always go back down, so he doesn't want to rest the case for his policy proposals just on this the high current prices.
So under the governor's current plan, what kind of PFDs can Alaskans expect this year?
Well, I'm hearing that it's going to be higher than the $1,114 last year. One way of looking at it is what share of the annual draw from the permanent fund should be spent on PFDs. Some legislators want it to be a quarter of the draw, and that would mean a PFD of about $1,250. And that's about the average over the last 40 years, for what it's worth, without adjusting for inflation. If it was a third of the draw, it would be about $1,660. That's closer to the 40-year average if you do adjust for inflation. And some want it to be closer to about 40% of the draw, which gets you over the perhaps magical number of $2,000. I don't know enough at this point to venture a guess as to what the final amount will be.
Got it. The governor also wants a $1,200 payment on top of the PFD. How likely is that to pan out?
Yeah, that money is basically some extra money that would be on top of the PFD that Alaskans received in October, and it would make up the difference between what the governor wanted to pay last year and what they actually received. There's been some skepticism from legislative leaders about this, and they see an advantage to running a surplus this year in that that would allow the state to replenish one of its savings accounts, the Constitutional Budget Reserve.
So a lot of this budget seems to hinge on federal relief money. How will major budget items be impacted in the future when that money isn't available?
To answer your question, I wish I had some infrastructure money to buy a crystal ball. Seriously, it's really hard to answer. Since Governor Dunleavy moved away from large proposed cuts in the summer of 2019, it's not been clear what it will take to balance the state budget in the long run. It's part of why the PFD formula still isn't resolved. The governor says the state can balance the budget with the PFD he's proposed, no large new taxes, no large new spending cuts. But he's baked in some assumptions like lower than normal growth in Medicaid spending that could be really difficult to achieve based on history. The outcome of this year's election for governor and the legislature is going to have a large say over the long-term impact.
And what is the status of Alaska's savings right now, and how is that playing into the discussion?
I'm going to stop you again and ask, how do we define savings? In a sense, the permanent fund is savings. And I think you've covered this before, but it's bigger than ever. It's $81 billion. But if you think of savings as an account that you can spend money from at any time to cover near-term shortfalls, then the permanent fund doesn't really fit because there's a law that's supposed to limit the amount that the state draws each year. The other big savings account, that Constitutional Budget Reserve, is only $1 billion. And that's a fraction of the state's annual spending. So if anything, legislators working on the budget want to build up savings further and not spend them down.